it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Remember how I'm trying to be a better person?
Yeah. You're doing great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not now.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I've let hatred into my heart.
Was it valid?
I thought you were going to say, was it ever out?
I think Adrian waited around. Like, he's going to open up again.
Aww.
That's kind of the question, Erica. Thank you for posing the question. That's what I need to know. Aaron and I got to attend an event for the new F1 arcade, mm-hmm. which is dope.
Cool, yeah.
It's if you're into F1, it's a must go to.
Where is it? Like,
kind of, what do you call that, Rhino?
Yeah, that's Rhino area.
Okay.
So it's not far from Putt Shack. I can see the Rivian dealership from where I was. So it's on Walnut and 27th-ish, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you know where that is, there's like the Walnut room down there where there's great live music and stuff. It's awesome. Just a huge place with a bunch of F1 simulators. Got it. It was a club-like atmosphere when we were there. I don't
That's
know if it's
cool.
there.
So club-like.
It's like you're walking around. It's like there was a DJ. There's a saxophone
Bar
player
right
walking
in the
around.
Middle.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Here's where hatred came into my heart.
Yeah,
you guys
got to
know I love F1. So like just sitting and driving the cars or whatever, you get to sit in one of these simulators for like 4 minutes or something. It's a long time.
Wow.
It's fun.
Each quote
each
unquote game.
Yes.
Each race.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh
race.
No.
Thank you.
Are you annoyed because like you're a real fan and everyone else there is like.
You're that's
the cars
not
go fast.
That's kind of, but not exactly.
I just want to point out I won in a race with Slacker.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. Hey, maybe next time we'll get invited, Erica.
Yeah, maybe. Slacker's not used to driving. He lets the self drive.
Do you know
that's
how many
point.
People made that joke while I was getting my ass handed to me?
He was literally screaming, "Where's the autopilot?"
It was horrifying.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't believe in lumping people together, like stereotypes, racism.
Right, like not all blondes are dumb.
Right.
Just some of
the
them.
The majority.
In this room.
I am now going to lump people together and say that I don't know that I like you.
Lump them.
The event we attended was not open to the public. I thought it was going to be media night. But it turns out it was more of like influencer night.
Which is the modern media.
Sure. I think we just got there late because the show goes till 7 or whatever. And the thing started at 6. Because if you like this morning, like I saw things from 9 News and Fox 31 and whatever. Like they all got there early and just took their shots. And then we're like, oh, here, new F1 arcade.
Right. Okay.
Well, and then they bounced. So by the time we got there, it was down to the sludge at the bottom of the barrel.
Right, and you're saying you tried to get rid of hatred and you're calling people sludge.
I didn't think they were sludge when I got there. It is a room full of some of the most pretty people I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Very just put together, very eclectic dress and stuff. You're just like, wow, wow, wow. Everywhere I looked, wow, wow. Not one of those people... I don't know how to say this without being rude.
Could make eye contact?
Not one of those people is alive.
Yeah.
They're not alive. They don't live.
What?
They shoot. They shoot little moments of a life they're pretending to have, but they're not themselves actually alive. They would sit at the simulator where you get 4 minutes, like inside the cockpit of an F1 car. Oh my God, this is awesome. They'd sit there for 13 seconds, get enough for their clip,
and then get up.
And I'm like
you wouldn't even complete the race.
No!
What?
That feels so weird to me. Because it's like, you can do both.
You can live
right.
and then catch your 14-second clip right. at the same time.
But are you getting paid for those 4 minutes or are you getting paid for the 13-second clip? Or are you not getting paid at all? Because honestly, some of these are probably wannabes.
I think the people there was like...
Quite a few people were flown out.
Yes, I met a whole bunch.
Interesting.
And I do want to say, I think our midday girl, Heather, mm-hmm. is also an influencer, but I don't think she falls into this category mm-hmm. because she does still live. She's pretty wild.
Yeah, she stays true to herself.
She also has to have things to actually talk about. She right. has to have a personality to do what we do.
Correct.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of these other people were just wallpaper until they filmed themselves. Like, it's like, I met people that were, they could have been a mannequin until they shot the video. And then all of a sudden they were alive for 4 seconds. It was like being at Disneyland when all the animatronics aren't moving. And then all of a sudden they go, rah! And they do a thing. And then like, bah! It's like Andy came back in the room and all the toys fall on the ground. It's crazy.
Whoa.
They would go to the bar and get a drink. You're like, there we go. They're alive. They shoot a video with the drink and then set it down.
Very healthy of them.
Yeah. They had mocktails there.
They could have. Yeah, they could have done that.
Am I a bad person? Like, what's wrong inside? Is this me?
I don't necessarily think that it's you being a bad person. I think it's you are catching up to modern times.
No, I don't think I am. I think I'm resisting modern times.
I worry that this is what our children will go, that's what I want to do.
They right. already so, they already are. That's yes. like the number one job.
They want to be
influencer. Yeah. And yes. it's like, mm-hmm. but you're not realizing that the videos are not the life.
Yeah.
I watched them all last night and I was like, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but they truly didn't feel like if I watched what they do on their Instagram, I would think they're living the best life in the world.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I'd want to be them so hard, just like all the kids. But I watch them.
This is the problem.
They're not. They don't have a great life. It's not great.
Yeah.
Mm. I have seen that before where they say about Instagram, it's like, remember, or any social media really, remember, they smiled for the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they took the picture and then went back to not being happy, you know, and it's like. Yeah, I saw it compared to, like, remember in the olden days when nobody smiled in pictures because you had to stand still for however long while they, like, painted right. you and stuff, yeah. so no one was smiling because that's really what people were mad.
That's so
but now
true.
We can fake it because you smile and then it's over.
For a half a second.
Uh-huh.
So.
But is it because, like, you were off work and then went there to check it out?
Oh.
They're like, this is my job. Yeah. I'm here, so I'm locked in and I'm getting what like, I need and I need and I need. Like,
here's my question, though, dude. Are they ever off work then?
No.
Then you're not alive. Yeah. I feel genuine sorrow for them.
Yeah. I've dabbled in like what I would prefer to call content creation.
Okay.
And like going on dates and like creating reels of like, these are good date spots, whatever. It's really hard.
It is.
Because then yeah. you're not really thinking present. About the date you're on.
You're not present at all yeah. in anything.
And even like my fiance would be like, ooh, get this video. You know, like he finds it fun, but then it's like, but wait, we're not on a date.
No, you have to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I struggle with it. Cause like, I feel like people tell us, all of us, that we should do that. But
I don't want
to
do.
If we don't live, we don't have stories to tell when we get back here.
We're so not soulless on this show. And I think if we go too far into the Instagram thing, we won't have a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay. So let the hatred into all of your hearts.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.